Now here we are, this is the start of the mine. Yeah, here was where they broke up the ore, the tables, the women worked here, and then they broke up the ore, like, you know. Yeah, 1864, the mine closed. There's a shaft under there. There's a shaft, like I said, there's, and underneath there's a big, bloody great big tunnel. Cool. The bloke has drove down as we was turning in. He beeped to me, that bloke in the car. She said, is there anything under my house? I said, well, I'm bloody afraid to tell you, honestly. What's underneath there, you know? Hell.
Well, I can remember before they used to collect the rubbish with the lorries like you do, there was a man lived over on the level called Edward Guy. He used to come around with a horse and cart and tip the rubbish in what was known as Bowel Shaft. And we used to, as boys, it would naturally attract rats, wouldn't it? Boys, we used to come up and throw stones at the rats.
Down here, there was, just below that, there's walls there somewhere. And that's a wheel pit, like we're going to see down here. The water came down here from this field. There's a big pound up there, a lake. And then the water came down in a tunnel, underground, went down to there, and there's a wheel pit down there with a big wheel. The water came from up, you know where we had that girl from the cafe? You know, she went with us on a walk. The lake starts up there, and it comes through the wood, across these fields up here, and up into this lake here. So they had a power supply, water supply. The engine house. There was the steam engine house. This is when there was no water in the summer, wouldn't be very much water. Then they would work the steam engine then, you know. It's all growed in, look. Look at this, it's a lovely field, look. Oh, beautiful, man. Up there, in amongst there, there's the dip in there. For the, hello, how are you? Hey, what do you want then? Hey, oh, hey, yeah, hey.
Oh, we've set up a dairy herd to do some milking. Because that was, way of paying for the farm. It was a guaranteed income because you milked and you got a milk check every month, and it was a good return in those days. You could get a good return on milking 50 cows. So I think I went out of milk in 94, 95 or something. I can't remember it was that time. And then I went into beef cattle.
In a way, that was one of the appeals of Cornwall, is that it seems to have resisted a lot of the kind of agricultural changes that have taken place in other parts of the country over the last 50 years or so, in terms of combining fields, ripping out hedges, all that kind of stuff to encourage the mechanisation of agriculture. But here, lots of the kind of fields are the same as they have been for some hundreds of years. And so I like that kind of feeling of permanence.
if you look around, Constantine used to be full of animals one time, or cattle on the fields and stuff. It's gotten to the stage where it's got to be profitable to keep them. It keeps me out of mischief, put it that way. It's only because I haven't got a family to bring up. It's a way of life I've got used to. I can't say anything else. There's not a big amount of money in it.